is Judge Walton, and you send the matter of David Bazan Olguin, file number 831. He's in custody at the detention facility in Conroe, Texas. The lawyer's with me. Appearances, please.
Anna Heisel, H-Y-S-E-L-L, on behalf of the respondent, David Bazan.
And Mr. McClintock is here for the government. He's kind of not appearing. What's all this stuff? What's all this stuff?
I'm sorry?
What's all this stuff?
I was told that you required the bond worksheet and then it's supplemental.
I already have it.
No, Your Honor, I'm sorry.
I called their office and asked them to file the bond worksheet. They filed everything but the worksheet. So I did ask her to bring that.
I see.
Because you were fine.
Well, yes, I do. Okay. Sir, you speak English or Spanish?
Señor, ¿usted habla inglés o español?
Can you hear us?
¿Nos puede escuchar?
I can hear you, but I can't see you guys. It's frozen.
Okay, one moment. We'll reconnect.
I can speak for my client, Your Honor. He'll speak English for this hearing.
Well, he hasn't said he wanted you to be his lawyer yet, but I obviously know he speaks English. So, off the record while she reconnects. All right. You can see us now, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And your full name, please?
David Bazan Olguin.
How old are you?
38 years old.
And do you want Ms. Heisel here to be your lawyer?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. Counsel, you're asking for a lawyer, but your client's not eligible. Your client's not eligible for bond.
Yes, I believe he is, Your Honor. He's a lawful permanent resident, and the government has not demonstrated that he's inadmissible to the United States.
Well, that's because we haven't had a hearing on that. He's charged as an arriving alien, and he has a drug offense.
The government has not provided any proof, and they have to under the rules of the law.
Listen to me.
Okay.
We have two different hearings here. This is not a master calendar hearing.
Correct.
This is a bond hearing.
Correct.
So I haven't put the government to its proof because it's not a master calendar hearing yet.
Well, so, he's entitled to a bond hearing because he's detained.
Telling you that he's not eligible because I believe that he is an arriving alien.
But the government has not proven that he is not entitled.
Do you understand that we're going into a circle here?
No, I think that you're not hearing my argument.
I'm hearing your argument. You're saying the government
hasn't
met its burden. I'm saying the government has not met its burden yet. You're requesting a bond.
Under matter of Joseph, the government is under the burden to prove that he is absolutely admissible or likely, substantially likely to prevail on inadmissibility in order to keep him detained. He's a permanent resident. He has the right of due process under the Fifth Amendment.
Absolutely agree.
Right. So I'm here to seek a bond hearing for him. I did a motion for a bond hearing and it was calendared. So I'm seeking a bond hearing for him today.
And that's what we're having right now.
Correct. But
and
you're
I'm
saying
telling
I'm
you
not...
that I don't think he's eligible for bond.
I don't understand why, when you haven't heard my arguments as to why he is eligible for bond.
You say he's
bond.
Eligible for bond because he's an LPR.
He is a returning lawful permanent resident.
Returning at the airport, correct?
Correct. And the government has not demonstrated by clear, unequivocal evidence
clear
and convincing
unequivocal.
Evidence that
okay, if you're
going
to talk over me, then you're going to lose. Listen to me, please. They have a clear and convincing, they have to show by clear and convincing evidence that he's removable at the hearing for the master calendar for the case in chief. This is not a case in chief. This is a bond hearing. It's two different things. Go ahead.
I do not believe that my client is subject to mandatory detention, and we have several arguments to substantiate this claim.
Well, let's get past the fact that he's an arriving alien. You said that he was knocking at the door at the airport, correct?
A returning lawful permanent resident does not bear the burden of proof to his admissibility. The government does. They bear the burden to establish by clear, convincing, and unequivocal and convincing evidence that one of the six exception clauses in Section 101A13C applies. That is under Moyne v. Ashcroft, 335 F3rd F415, Fifth Circuit, 2003. It's also a matter of Woodby v. INS, 1966 U.S. Supreme Court, matter of Fernandez-Tavares, 25 INN decision 854 BIA 2012.